From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. What's going on, everybody? We've got another new whiskey quickie for you, and today we're looking at Taconic Distillery, but this is their Mizanara cask finished bourbon.
And people love these Mizanaras.
Yes.
They're like, ooh, Japanese oak. I'm gonna freak out.
Yeah, I'll give you some data points about it too, because you know we've been fans of Taconic now for a little bit, and we've selected a few different barrels from there. And if you do enjoy and you've heard about this before, we've selected some. Go to kegandbottle.com. We actually have a few of our barrel picks on there, and you can buy them, have them shipped to you. But this is their straight bourbon that's finished in Mizanara casks. So Mizanara casks, if you're not familiar with them, they are stupid expensive. This is because the wood that goes into them has to be at least 200 years old before the barrel's made.
That's old.
It is. And so the cask alone starts around $6,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, I hate waiting bourbon age 4 years. Can imagine 200.
Yeah, I know. And so lots of Mizanara casks are starting to come out. You've had some by Angel's Envy. You've had Rabbit Hole. And they've been priced from anywhere from hundreds of dollars to $1,500. But this one is a little bit more approachable. So it's 107 proof, distilled by Taconic, aged in those same exact kind of casks. Now, however, it is non-age dated, but only costs $90.
That's a good value.
Yes.
Yeah, especially for a 200-year-old barrel.
I know.
Are they 53 gallons? Are they smaller, bigger? Don't know.
You're asking the wrong person. I'm not in the barrel broker market, so I
yeah, me know either. I've never seen one in real life. Maybe one day.
Yeah, put that in your bucket list.
That's right.
All right. So on the nose, here we go.
That and Banff.
These Mizanara casks have like a, I don't know what that note is, but it is similar.
It's Mizanara cask.
No. Is that what it is? It's just put that in the flavor wheel.
It's a 200-year-old tree. That's what it smells like. But I mean, it does smell like, you know, when you go and when you're at like Old Forester or different, and you smell the barrel being burnt. You know, mm-hmm. It smells like that. It smells like those sugars are being caramelized, being smoked, or whatever. Not smoked, charred, toasted, whatever. All those.
You have that. I almost feel like there's a little bit like an earthiness to it as well. I'm a big fan of like just like mushrooms in general, and so like I get just a little bit of that, but again, that's just me. So let's go ahead and on the nose or on the taste here.
Yeah, you get that earthiness on the. It's almost got like a slight like peat note towards the finish,
just a little,
like
bit.
A little bit. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. It's just, help me out. I'm kind of.
I mean, there is a good pronounce of oak, a little bit of like black pepper. But overall, I think it definitely changes the bourbon in a way that you get this like deep earthiness to it. That and I see that across any Mizanara cask finish.
Yeah, it really just tastes like you're getting a lot of sugars out of the wood. And a little bit of smokiness on it in the finish. Maybe that's earthiness to you or whatnot, but I really like it. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it.
I understand. But let's go ahead and let's rate it. So on the nose, how are you feeling on this one?
Thumbs up. Yep. I like it.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really like it.
And the finish?
I go sideways. I mean, it's kind of, there's not much, it just kind of falls flat for me.
Well, for me, I almost feel like, because it depends on the whiskey that goes into it, it is non-age dated. This is coming from Taconic, so you know it's at least 4 years old. However, there is just a little bit of a bite. Can't put my thumb on it exactly, but there's just a little bit of a bite on it. But still, it's enjoyable. So if you want to try something that's from a very neat kind of barrel finish.
Taconics, Your team.
There you go. Absolutely. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.